Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question. That question is about the talqeen. What is the talqeen? A lot of our listeners might be non-Muslims. They might not be acquainted with what this term means. Just to explain it for them, the talqeen is a ritual that is performed for the dead person, the corpse, the dead body of the Muslim who dies. When they put the Muslim in the grave, the person in the grave, before they cover his body and they close the grave with the dirt, they do the talqeen, meaning they kind of tilt the body and shake the body, and they kind of remind this dead person of his Islamic beliefs. They say, you know, your God is one God, your book is the Quran, you know, your prophet is the Prophet Muhammad, and so on and so forth. So the question that we kind of want to ask today is regarding this ritual. You know, what is this ritual? Why is it important? What is the meaning behind it? Why do we do it? And does it really... First of all, does it really have any benefit for somebody, you know, who didn't really believe in these kind of things in the first place, you know, didn't really have, you know, a firm belief in these verities? So the way we answer this question is this: the first part of the question is that the death is a very momentous occasion for a human being. It's a time when, you know, he's going through a very perilous state. It's a very fearful time. It's possible that at this time, this person might, forget certain religious verities, certain religious truths, right? So because of that, we have been asked to perform this talqeen to kind of remind the person, you know, and of these truths and these beliefs. And also, you know, another reason it could be this, that, you know, after the person goes in the grave, we have narrations that angels come and they ask him his religious beliefs, right? So possibly the talqeen is kind of a reminder to remind the person, kind of like a refresher of his beliefs, that, you know, prepare him for this examination that these angels are going to be taking from him, right? But in connection with this, and to answer the second part of the question, we could say that this would only be beneficial, right, for a person who has these beliefs in the first place, right? If somebody doesn't believe in these in the first place, right, and doesn't really have any firm, belief in his heart of these truths, right, you know, it's not going to really have any benefit for him, right? So, you know, we have a narration regarding a person. One day, Imam Raza, alayhi salam, was sitting with his companions, and he turns to his companions and said that such and such a person died, and he's in the grave right now. And when the angels came and asked him, you know, about his beliefs, when they got to the question regarding me, the person was unable to ask because he didn't believe in me in his life. Right, so this talqeen, it only has a benefit for, you know, these people who had these, you know, beliefs to a certain extent in their life. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the benefit of the talqeen. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.